So these are some EPA standard titrations, acid base, then total acidity, total alkalinity that we've already talked about in the water chemistry, simply done then. Total acidity, you're figuring out the acids that are present in the water, you're titrating with a strong base until you get to the phenylphthalein indicator endpoint at pH 8.2. Total alkalinity, this is now the sum of the bases present in the water. What were those bases? Bicarbonate, yep. Carbonate, yep. And potentially hydroxide, okay, at the other end. Remember, you had caustic alkalinity, then you had phenylphthalein alkalinity, and then you had total alkalinity. So in the case of total alkalinity, you titrate from wherever your water starts off down to pH 4.3 using hydrochloric acid. So this is the methyl orange indicator endpoint. For redox titrations, the titration to determine sulfide is a common one. It's done using iodide, so this is then called an iodometric titration, and you guys have already done iodometric titration. Complexiometric, we talked about briefly a moment ago. Turbidimetric, this is a fascinating sort of a titration. So in a turbidimetric titration, if we're trying to determine the amount of sulfate that's present in water, then we can measure the turbidity in the water using a turbidity meter. This is going to generate turbidity in MTUs, which are normal turbidity units. Now I'm talking about this because you guys are going to be measuring turbidity next week in the trip to the creek. Because remember, why is turbidity important in terms of water chemistry? Yeah, exactly. So it's a standard variable that's measured. What were those three T's? Turbulence, yeah. Why was turbulence important? Yeah, transporter chemicals, yeah. So this is talking about turbidity briefly. So in this case, it's an analytical method that actually uses turbidity. So what we do then is we are titrating with barium. As we add barium, with the sulfate present in the water, it forms barium sulfate. The barium sulfate then increases the turbidity of the water. So what we do is we monitor the turbidity of the water until we clearly get to the end point. There's no increase in the turbidity, so we've determined that all of the sulfate is present.